Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Such a heart Brian Adams here on Trail Mix. That was Everything I Do, I Do It For You. To start that 7 o'clock hour, we've got a visit today, folks. We've got our buddy in the house. We've got Florida Man, First Pat Benatar, plus Tommy Two-Tone, Train, Natasha Bedingfield, and more of your favorites. What is Florida Man up to today, though? Fizz and Fury. Here's Invincible on Trail Mix.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Can I turn to? You give me something I she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find.
Natasha Bedingfield here on Trail Mix with Unwritten, following Train with Drops of Jupiter and Tommy Two-Tone himself singing about everybody's favorite friend and her phone number. It's time once again to check in on our favorite chaotic neighbor, Florida Man. Not really our neighbor, but that's what I think of. It's like he's like Cosmo Kramer. You never know what he's going to do, and he's always right there. And today, folks, Florida Man has brought refreshments. This week, Florida Man is none other than a 36-year-old Richard Christopher Smith decided the best way to handle a police chase was to treat it like happy hour on wheels. I've heard worse decisions, not many, but I have. It all started at a convenience store where deputies responded to a standard report of theft. But then it got weird immediately. They spotted Smith doing slow, suspicious laps around the building in a black minivan. His own personal Daytona, I guess. Already peak Florida Man vibes. When they tried to stop him, he hit the gas. I mean, like, we went from normal to super weird to kind of normal, at least as police chases go. Now, most people might panic during high-speed pursuit or might avoid one in the first place, but no, not our guy. Smith decided to multitask like only Florida Man would. He actually leaned out the window mid-chase and offered deputies a Kettle One vodka spritz. Not an advertisement. I couldn't resist. His reasoning was apparently, I was just going to give you a drink. That's it. I guess hospitality never sleeps. But the joyride got a little sticky when he entered an airport parking lot and tried to ram two patrol cars. That brought the fun to an end. Police rolled out the spike strips, and when Smith finally surrendered from his van, he emerged in slow motion with a cigarette in hand and asked the officers, I kid you not, you guys had fun though, right? They did not have fun. Smith was arrested on a whole bingo card's worth of charges: aggravated assault, resisting arrest, DUI, and petty theft. So here's the Florida Man offering beverages, dodging spike strips, and keeping Florida's reputation right where he left it last time we checked on it. Slightly singed, wildly entertaining. We'll hear from Florida Man again soon, for better or for worse, though I know how the state of Florida would probably decide. Check out the weather coming up next on Trail Mix. Later this hour, the Sorta Sports Report.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Another slow start for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs. The Bucks fell behind early and tried playing catch-up again. They lost to the Pacers 123-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We've gotten up to two poor starts, and we got to make an adjustment there for sure.
Bucks center Brook Lopez.
They've been the aggressor. We haven't. You know, we keep spotting them 10-point leads at least. The beginning of the third, and that's pretty much the game. It's tough when we start the game like that, when we start the half like that, and obviously we got to change that.
Indy now leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night in Milwaukee. Baseball. The Brewers with a decisive 11-3 win over the Giants. The crew with an 8-run rally in the 6th. Most of the batters facing a 2-strike, 2-out count.
I mean, that's baseball. You have to be a 2-out, 2-strike hitter. You have to do things. The inning's not over with 2 outs, nobody on. The inning's not over with, you got to be willing to do that kind of stuff.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights. The City of Park Falls Department of Public Works is reminding all NOLA Cemetery lot owners that all artificial flowers, baskets, and planters should be removed by May 5th per NOLA Cemetery rules and regulations. Articles that are not removed will be discarded. After May 19th, anyone wishing to reestablish items is free to do so. They thank you for your cooperation. The city would also like to urge that you clean up your property at this time. City trucks will be hauling leaves, yard waste, and garden waste left at the curb line or alley from May 12th until May 23rd. All leaves, yard waste, and garden waste must be in bags and set out for collection within that time period. No rocks, concrete, dirt, animal waste, or any material from remodeling or construction will be picked up. The city will also be chipping brush during this time. Chipping of routine yard brush will be done at no charge for any quantity under 5 cubic yards. Chips will be removed unless otherwise requested. All brush must be placed on the boulevard or alley with the butt end facing the street or alley. If you would like to haul your own brush and yard waste, there is a dump site available 7 days a week behind the city garage. Please look for signs. I'm Austin Bermain. These have been your local news highlights on Trail Mix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high in the upper 50s to right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Bust it.
Fellas, try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Just bust the move.
mission. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow. She says, hello, come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. Some play, then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't you stand there, bust a move. Brother Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you know what to do, G, bust the move.
Trail Mix 103.1.
I've got
London Beat here on Trail Mix. I've been thinking about you following Young MC with Bust a Move. Time now for our Sorta Sports Report. After three more of your favorites on Trail Mix, here's Aerosmith with Angel.
I'm in love.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Mix 103.1.
Yeah.
Stacey Q on Trail Mix. Two of Hearts, Hungry Like the Wolf just before. Time for the Sorta Sports Report. And today, I know we start with football, but it's the day before the draft. What do you expect? And draft day tomorrow is going airborne. The NFL draft kicks off tomorrow. The Los Angeles Rams will be on the roof, setting up their draft headquarters at the LA Fire Department Air Operations Center, where helicopters take off to fight wildflowers. They're fighting wildflowers, an epic battle that only they can undertake. Fight wildfires. I don't want to diminish the seriousness of that, but I couldn't. I'm in radio. There was going to be a joke. It's part tribute, part spotlight, all gratitude for first responders who battled January's wildfires in the area. And the Rams are backing up everything they're saying with action, donating nearly $2 million to relief efforts and renovating the firefighters' recreation room. Over to the hardwood, the NBA's annual anonymous player poll from The Athletic has been released. Time for some feelings to get hurt. They have a most overrated category, so there's always going to be somebody who gets the short end of the stick in a given year. And this year, it was just 14% of the vote for Indiana Pacers guard Tyrese Haliburton. Honestly, I don't know enough to know whether that 14% is a high number for this poll, but if I'm Tyrese, yeah, it stinks to be the most overrated, but I don't know. I don't feel that bad about 14%. Rudy Gobert came in second with 10, Trae Young at 9, Jimmy Butler, now a Warrior, clocked in at 6%. On the flip side, respect for Cade Cunningham, who just helped lead Detroit to their first playoff win since 2008. The Pistons guard was named most underrated. In the squared circle, a new Netflix docuseries is getting ready to hit the fourth wall. WWE Unreal promises a look behind the curtain of professional wrestling. No kayfabe, just cameras. WWE's chief content officer, Paul Triple H Levesque, says it's time. We're going to lift the curtain. I'm curious about this. And by the way, it was Triple H, so he actually said, it's time. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. So we're going to see what it takes to build heroes, heels, storylines. Blur the line between sports and spectacle with WWE Unreal. I didn't see a release date on this one. I'll keep you updated on that. I'm not a pro wrestling guy, but that might be my entry into it. Finally, college football's most iconic bowl is shifting gears. For the first time since 1902, the Rose Bowl is changing its start time, moving it up to 4 p.m. Eastern instead of a traditional 5 p.m., part of a stacked triple header for New Year's Day. Orange Bowl at noon, Rose Bowl at 4, Sugar Bowl under the lights at 8 p.m. New year, new lineup, but the same pageantry out of Pasadena. That's it for the Sort of Sports Report today. Join me after 8 for full sports info. Definitely going to be a little NFL focused the day before the draft. I'm so ready. And now I'm ready for a check at the weather. Stay tuned. It's coming up next after a word from sponsors. We're Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Life moves fast, and your checking account should keep up. At Forward Bank, their Momentum Rewards Checking lets you earn rewards for the things that you already do, like using your debit card or setting up direct deposit. It's banking that works harder for you. No fees, no gimmicks, just simple, straightforward rewards to help you keep moving forward. Ready to bank with purpose? Switch to Momentum Rewards Checking today. Stop in or open your account online at forward.bank. Member FDIC.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to the mid-60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers possible with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high in the upper 50s to right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. I am a, I'm satisfied. How long can you stand the heat? Out of the doorway, the bullets ring. Still the time to beat. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Hey! Oh, take it! Another one busted dust. Ow! Another one busted dust. Hey, hey!
Another one busts the dust.